Okay, today's Daf Samach Aleph. We're on Daf Samach Amud Beis. We're on the bottom line, actually.
Right.
And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ulamishmas, David Tzvi, Ben Dov Mordechai, Shamash Adav and Aliyah. So here we go. So now, let's just go back three lines because we'll get right back into it. It's very short, easy Daf today. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Omer. Go back to Reb Shimon Omer, which is seven lines up. The last word on the lines, Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Omer. It says like this: Es hamincha l'rabos shar minchas kigon b'go minchas nachrim minchas nashim l'hagasha. That these minchas require hagasha. Yachal shani marbe af shel lechem v'lechem aponim. Maybe lechem aponim and shel lechem also require hagasha. No. Talmud Lomar, me'ele. No, it says me'ele. From these. Not everyone, only these. So ma'arroz, l'rabos, shar menachos, l'hotzi, shtei lecha, v'lecha upon him. Why are you including other minchas and excluding shtei lecha, v'lecha upon him? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Ma'arbani, shar menachos, sheyesh lehem le'ishim. I will include the other menachos because they have ishim, they're on the fire. They have a connection to the mizbeach itself. U'mozen, shtei lecha, v'lecha upon him, she'en lehem le'ishim. They have no connection to the mizbeach at all. Shtei lechem lecha panim have nothing to do with the mizbeach at all. V'alo minchas nesachim kul ishim. So one second. Minchas nesachim, what's minchas nesachim? The mincha that accompanies every carbon, right? Kul ishim, that's completely burnt. Yachal, I would think, yeituna hagasha. I would think it requires hagasha also. Talmud lomar, v'ikriva. It says the word v'ikriva. It says the Gemara, v'iptikei, ipkitei. We already use that word vikriva to teach me something else. To teach me what? That there's hagasha by mincha sote. So the Gemara says, you're right. Vihikriv, vihikriva. You're right. That was from vihikriv. Now we have vihikriva. So we learn both. Umar royes, mar royes, larabos, shar menachos. So what possessed you to include other menachos, lahagasha, and lahotzi minchas nesachim, to include minchas nesachim, exclude minchas nesachim, right? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Marbani shar menachos, I will include other menachos, shabos, biglal atzman. They come by themselves. Somebody wants to bring a carbon, a mincha, you bring a mincha. Since it's coming by itself, that's the whole carbon, is a mincha. Therefore it requires hagasha. What?
Therefore it requires hagasha?
Yes. Umotani minchas nesachim, but not minchas nesachim, she'en ba biglal atzma. They're not brought because of itself. They accompany an animal. So why should that have a gasha? It's not even really a carbon. It accompanies the carbon. So it doesn't require a gasha.
Didn't he just say the opposite?
No.
When you first started.
No, that was talking about a shtei alechem and lechem upon him. That doesn't require a gasha either. Why not? It has nothing to do with the mizbeach. Minchas nesachim does have what to do with the mizbeach.
It goes out of the mizbeach?
Minchas nesachim, yes. But they're not brought on their own. They're brought because of an animal, right? V'alo minchas kahanim, what about a mincha of a kohen? U'minchas koi mashiach. A minchas koi mashiach. The bows biglal atzman, they're brought for themselves. What's a minchas? A minchas kahanim is when a kohen wants to bring a mincha, and a minchas koi mashiach is what the kohen gadol brings every day. Yachal yeitunos hagasha. I would think they also require hagasha. Talmud lomar v'higisha. That's what the pasuk is v'higisha, which is a miyut, and the miyut is that the kabanos of these minchas of the kohen and the kohen gadol do not require hagasha. But one second, hamibayle legufe. That word v'higisha is used to tell me shetu hagasha, that kabanos require hagasha. It's not a miyut, just the opposite. So Gemara says min v'hegish v'higisha. You're right. It could have said v'hegish. It says v'higisha. So from the extra hey, we learn that what. That the mincha of a kohen or a kohen gadol don't require hagasha. Umar roes l'rabos shar menachos ulhotzi minchas kahanim minchas kohen amashiach. So then, why are you including other minchas? Yes, kohen gadol and regular kohen. No, why? Says the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Marbani shar menachos. I will include other menachos sheyesh mehen liishim. Because first of all, they have a connection to the fire. The kahanim also do. But one second, more than that. Ubos biglal atzman. Atzman, yeah. They brought for themselves, fine. V'yesh mehen lekahanim. and a part of them goes to the Kahanim. A Karban Mincha, the Baal, I got a couple of money, I want to bring a Karban Mincha. Why? I want to. So I go to the Beis HaMikdash, I knock on the door, I say, I want to bring a Mincha, what do I do? So the Kohen tells me, okay, take this flour, whatever, Kemitza goes on the Mizbeach, what happens to the rest of the Mincha? The Kahanim eat it. What about the Baal? No. So you have Mehen LaKahanim. The Kahanim get to eat part of it, most of it. They get to eat all of it except for the Kemitza. However, Motzi Ani Eshteh Alechem V'Lechem Aponim, Shteh Alechem V'Lechem Aponim, Ein Lehem Mishim. They don't go on the Mizbeach. What about Minchas Nesachim? Minchas Nesachim? Chatas what? A mincha?
Yeah.
A mincha chatas?
Yeah.
You mean if somebody...
If somebody needs to be a korban chatas, doesn't have money, bring a mincha.
Right.
Does the Quran mean that?
I don't know. We're talking regular mincha. So first of all, regular mincha has a connection to the mizbeach, lechem upon him, and shtei lechem do not. Next, minchas nesachim, shena bo begal atzman. Minchas nesachim is not brought by itself. It's brought because it comes together with an animal. Uminchas kahanim, uminchas koi mashiach, she'enuham a kahanim. Kahanim doesn't need any of that. For whatever reason, the Torah says, I don't know why, a mincha that is brought by a kohen, and the mincha of the kohen gadol every day, nobody eats that. It gets completely burnt.
Why is it called minchas kahanim?
Because the kohen brings it. Why doesn't he get to eat it? I don't know. So the point is, no one gets to eat it. So it's not like a regular mincha, and therefore there's no hagasha. Then it says, v'heirim, yachal b'kli, I would think you could put in a kli. I'm not sure what this means. Talmud Lomar, v'heir mimenu b'kumtzo. Ma harama ha'omu lahalam b'kumtzo. It has to be the kumitza by itself. Av harama ha'omu kan b'kumtzo. So to the harama over here, the lifting up, is with your hand, not with a kli, and therefore that ends the discussion. So what's the bottom line? Some require hagasha, some don't. How do we know? All of that psukim. Okay? Next. Elu tu'unos tenufa. The following karbat minchas require tenufa, the ain tu'unot hagasha, and no hagasha. What's tenufa? Waving, right? What are those? Log shemen shel metzorah. Okay, the metzorah has to bring a log of shemen, has to be waved. No hagasha. The ashamo and the asham of a metzorah, and one more. The bikurim, and bikurim is also waved. It's not really a carbon, but it's done at the mizbeach. Kedivei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay? More. Ve'emure shalme yachid. The emurim of a shlomim that a guy brings. Chaza v'shok shalahen. And also the chaza and the shok of a shlomim. Now the Gemara says something a little controversial. The Mishnah. Echad anashim, whether it's a man who brings it. Ve'echad nashim, whether it's a woman. Be Yisrael, right? Done by a Jew, v'lo ba'achirim, not by a non-Jew. Or a woman either. Okay? So according to Rashi, what was it, v'lo ba'achirim? What?
So it's mushroom
and
Nashim.
Yeah. Right. Israel.
Vlo
b'acherim.
It's not a
woman. So what does that mean, vlo b'acherim? So it's machlokas. Rashi says that it means that a male, either a Israel or perhaps a Kohen, will do the tenufa for a woman who can't do it herself and for a guy who can't do it herself. Who can't do it himself? He's a goy. Goy wants to bring a mincha, we'll let him. Wants to bring a shlomim, we'll let him. Who's going to do the tenufa? Not the goy, not the woman, the man. That's what Rashi says.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Because you have women part of the yes.
What?
Echad anashim, echad
nashim.
Right.
So then she's part of the good part. Esau, vlo b'acher. Can't we have women as part of it and have women as a second ago? Yes.
So okay, fair enough. When we get to the Gemara, you'll see what's going on. Tosfa says there's no tenufa by a goy at all. If a goy brings a carpet, there's no tenufa at all. Okay, that's okay. Now, shtei alechem ushnei kivsei ateres. Also, the two loaves of Shavuos, and also the two sheep of Shavuos, are also all waived. Ketat, how's that happen? Hu osa nosen shtei lechem al gavi shtei kvasim. You put the bread on top of the sheep. Umeiniach shtei adav lamata. And you put your two hands underneath the sheep. Molech umevi. Molech umevi. Bring it back and forth. Malu morud, up and down. Shenemar, asher hunav, vesher huram. Okay? Very good. Tnufa haya b'mizrach. Tenufa was done in the Mizrach. Rashi says, Klomar, afilu b'mizracho shel ha-mizbeach yachol lahanif. Even in the eastern side of the Mizbeach, which is the furthest away from the Kodesh, you could wave over there. V'kolshkei b'maravo, certainly on the western side, the kar of Yosel Hechel, it's closer to the Hechel. Okay? Hagasha b'mayrev, Hagasha is in the west, and Tenufos, Kodmos, Lahagoshos. 1 second. Yeah. Tenufos, Kodmos, Lahagoshos. Tenufa comes before Hagosha. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Tchila meinith. First you do Tenufa. V'achakach migisha. Then you do Hagosha. Uminchas ha-omer, uminchas knos. And by minchas ha-omer and a sota, sheyesh behem Tenufa v'Hagosha. Those are the only two that have both. Was the Omer and Anasota? Uminayin shetanufa kodim. How you know the tenufa comes first? Who said that? The chesiv it says. B'minchasote v'heinifes amincha lefne Hashem. You're going to wave before Hashem. V'hadar v'hikrav asol ha-mizbeach. Then it says you're going to bring it on the mizbeach. So what do you see? Tenufa comes first. Okay. As a matter of fact, that's the very next line of the Gemara of the Mishnah. Minchas ha-omer. The minchas ha-omer. Uminchas kenos. Minchas kenos means the mincha of jealousy. It means a sota. To Unos, Hagasha, Utenufa. They require both. There's only two that require both. Lechem Aponim, the Lechem Aponim of every Shabbos, 12 loaves every Shabbos. Uminchas Nisachim, and the Mincha brought accompanying every carbon. Ein to Una, Lo Hagasha, Velo Tenufa. Neither one, neither Hagasha, not Tenufa. Fine.
You didn't even need a
pasuk
for the
Sota. Why? Interesting, because no, Gemara's not even going to say that. Never going to mention that even. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says a very difficult statement. Gimel Minin. There's three types of karbanos, tu'unin gimel mitzvos, that require three different things, three different mitzvos. Shtayim b'chol achas v'achas, two of these three apply to each and every one. V'shlishis ein behen. But the third one doesn't apply to everybody. What is this? V'elohin, zivchei shalme yachid, zvachim of a shalme yachid, right? Zivchei shalme tzibur, and the animal of a shalmei tzibur, and the third one is the asha mitzora, and an asha mitzora. What halacha is it? Zivche shalmei yachid, the zevach of a shalmei yachid to unan smicha chayim. Smicha is done on it when it's alive. Utnufa shochtin, and tenufa is done with it after it's already shechted. Ve'ein behem tenufa chayim. Tenufa is not done when it's alive. Okay, number two, zivchei shalmei tzibur. What's a shalmei tzibur? There's only one. A tzibur brings a shlamim only on Shavuos. So tuunin tenufa chayim. It needs tenufa when it's still alive. Right? We put the bread on top of the sheep and you wave it. It's still alive. V'shochtin, and then you do shechita. V'ein behen smicha. There's no smicha on that animal. Hard to do what?
Yeah, and they keep it all together.
I don't know, as long as they tie it down.
Must be. Otherwise it's impossible. Let's claim grows another 2 hands.
What do you mean?
To hold it down.
Right. The Asham Mitzorah, and the Asham of a Mitzorah, to un and Smicha, It requires smicha and tenufa chai, and tenufa when it's alive. The ain't bo tenufa shachet. No tenufa after it's dead. Okay, very good. Now, Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Brisa says, it quotes a pasuk. It says, v'hikriv oso la'asham, right? This is by talking about by a Metorah. V'hikriv oso la'asham, and you're going to bring it for an asham, the animal. V'yas log ha-shemen, plus the log of shemen. V'heinif osam, and you're going to wave them, tenufa, for a waving. Melamed, it teaches you, she'te'una tenufa ke'echad. You need one tenufa. Pasuk says they're done together. Menayin shem heinif zeba atmo v'zeba atmo yatsa. And what if you did each tenufa by itself? How do you know? But the evidence, okay? Talmud lomar v'hikriv oso la'asham v'heinif. Then you brought it and then you waved it. Yachal yanif v'yachzar v'yanif. Maybe you should wave it and then wave it again. Talmud lomar tenufa. No, only one tenufa v'lo. Tenufos, not plural. Okay? Lifnei Hashem. It says Lifnei Hashem, which is B'Mizrach. Lifnei Hashem means in the Mizrach, meaning anywhere in the Azara. This is Lifnei Hashem. Iva Marta Lifnei Hashem B'Mayrav. But we know in another place that Lifnei Hashem is in the Mayrav. How can it be in the Mizrach? Amri Hani Mili. When we said that it's the Mayrav, that's Mincha, the Ikri, Chatos. That's when a Mincha is called a Chatos, for Chatos to Una Yesod. And a Chatos has to be done by one of the Yesodos of the Mizbeach. The Karen Dromis Mizrachis, Lahayalo Yesod. And the eastern southern corner didn't have a Yesod. So it can't be on the east, because there is no Yesod. Aval Hacha, but over here, by a Tenufa that doesn't require the Yesod, Lifnei Hashem, Karina Bahu. So it's called Lifnei Hashem, even in the Mizrach. Right? So this Tenufa, the Gemara tomorrow, I believe, is going to say that it resembles the Lulav. Like you wave a Lulav, you wave the Minchas, the whatever you're supposed to wave over here, whatever part, you wave. So tomorrow the Gemara is going to talk about waving like a Lulav. So there's different Minhagim how to wave. It's a whole, in the back, in the Masifta, they have a two-page halachic discourse, whether you're allowed to wave in the shape of a cross.
Shape of a cross.
Whether you wave up and down, and then right to left, which you're making a cross. In the air, you're making a cross. You're not making a cross writing it down. Even the air. And people wouldn't even do it in the air. Which is one of the reasons, he says, why the waving is such in a funny way. Right? No matter who you hold, like, the Ashkenaz way or the Sfard way, Sfard makes more sense because it goes in order.
No.
Ashkenaz goes in order?
Yeah, Sfard looks like cross.
Well, Ashkenaz goes in a circle. And Sfard?
Right, right, left, up,
yes,
down.
Left.
Yeah, right to left, up, down. Exactly. Exactly.
But they break it up and up down without front. Right, left, front.
Uh-huh.
Left. No, they're right, left, right, left.
Right.
Up,
right. Down. Right. Interesting. So interesting how this became such an issue. Now, there's no question that this predates Christianity.
Right.
So it's older. So it's older than that, right?
They don't want to copy everything that was in the Bais HaMikdash.
What?
They don't want to copy, everything that was in the Bais HaMikdash.
Right.
Everything they pulled off is self by
self. So he actually says that in the back over here. He says that one of the Achronim say that even if you want to tell me in the Bais HaMikdash, there's no issue with that. But by Lulav, because they also use a Lulav, the Goyim, on Palm Sunday. The same Lulav that they use, even though we came first, and to wave it like a Goyisha Avodah Zarah, that they didn't want to do that. Beis HaMikdash, that's a different story. It's not the same thing.
The main things we do, we stop doing because they do.
Right. Even though we came first. Right. Just interesting. A whole interesting... It's a good
discussion.
Flowers inside you, sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good topic. It's a good topic to talk about, like on Shavuos night, you know? This kind of topic. What? Shavuos. Yeah. Because waving the Shavuos, the lands of Shavuos.
I know.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's true. Vabikurim kedivrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And Bikurim are waved like who? Like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's that about? The Tanya. It says, V'lokach HaKohen. It says the Kohen will take the basket, right? Limit al bikurim shetu'un and tenufa divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Right? So what do you see from here? That according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, bikurim was waived. My time of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Well, why? Why are bikurim waived? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that bikurim are waived. So where do you get that from? So gamar yad yad mishlamim. It's a gzeir shava. Ksiv hacha v'lokach ha-korin ha-tenem yadecha. And the Kohen will take the basket from your hand. He'll take the basket from you. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there by shlamim yadav tiviena. Right? Ma kan Kohen. Af lahalim Kohen. So it's like over there it's a Kohen. So over here it's a Kohen. Ma lahalim bailim. Af kan bailim. So it's like over there it's a bailim. So over here it's also bailim. Ha-ketad, how could that be? How could it be both? Bailim and not bailim? So the answer is, Kohen meniach yado tachas yad bailim umenef. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the Baal, and they wave it together. Right? They wave it together. So isn't it a chatitza? Someone's not touching the animal now? Because someone's touching someone else's hands? So everyone answers that question. Right, so the Torah says it's a gzera shava. That's what the Torah wants us to do. So it doesn't make, then it's not an issue. It's not an issue. Now, so the Gemara said, who said that bikurim have to be waived? Who said that? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda also said it. Right? Says the Gemara, Leman Amikud de Rabbi Yehuda. He also said it. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it says Vihinachto, Zet Tanufa. When it says Vihinachto, and you put down the basket by the Mizbeach, it means you wave it. How does Vihinachto mean waving it? So, Ata Omer Zet Tanufa. You say that means Tanufa, Oenu El Hanacha. Maybe it means just putting it down. Who said anything about waving it? Kishu Omer Vihinicho, Harianacha Omer. It already said you put it down. Mani Mekayim Vihinachto. What's Vihinachto? Another? Zu Tanufa. That must mean Tanufa. So the Mishnah makes it out like it's this big chiddush. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that everyone holds that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, yeah, but Hol Upasach Bahakasav Tchila. Since the word that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov finds is first in the Pasuk, in other words, Yadcha, is before the word Vihinachto, therefore we picked him to say Tim. Rav Rashi says, Hol Upasach, the third wide line. It appears first in the Pasuk. That's one answer. Another answer. Ho v'rav gavrei. Because he was a greater chacham. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was a greater chacham than who? Than Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So I can't say that. The Gemara can say that.
Yeah.
Right? So the he says over here, one of the Mefarshim says, Rashi says, Shu chacham biyoser. Who's a bigger chacham? The Kaimalan. Mishnah Rabbi Elazar, Kav Venaki. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Kav Venaki. Kav Venaki means he doesn't appear all that often, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He's a little bit of a minority Tana, doesn't appear all that often. But whenever he appears, he's right. We always Paschal like him, I don't know if Halacha Maisa, but in the Gemara says that. He's always a right, he's always Kav, a straight line, you can take him to the bank. So he doesn't appear all that often, but when he does appear, we all like him. So we're going to mention him because we all like him. Okay. Next. Then we said, the Emurei Shalma Yachid, the Emurim of a Shalma Yachid, the Chaz of a Shok, Shalahen, Echad Anashim, it said whether it's men, the Echad Nashim, or whether it's women, Be Yisrael, Avalo Ba'acher, but not with someone else. So he said that was a very cryptic statement, right? So the Gemara says, Maika Amar, what does that statement mean? Rashi says, in the third skinny line, Reisha Ditani, Echad Nashim, Ve'echad Nashim. We started off by saying whether it's men or women, right? That what was when they all require tenufa. The hadar ketani avalo ba'acherim, but not others. Mashma anashim v'lo nashim. No, that's not mashma. That
from you?
Yeah.
You got that?
No. Let's go back to the Mishnah, right?
We'll read the two words before that.
Echad anashim, ve'echad nashim. Whether it's men or women, be Yisrael. V'lo ba'acherim, not others. We're going to get to the Gemara in 1 second. So the question is, what else does Michael Amar mean? As the Rashi said, what else does it mean? Michael Amar means, what does the Mishnah mean? What does the Mishnah mean? Ha Amar Yehuda Hachik Amar. Here's what it means. Echad Anashim, whether it's men, Vechad Nashim, whether it's women, carbon to una tenufa. The car has to be required tenufa. Just because it's a woman, well, change, that doesn't change anything. A woman also can bring a mincha. She wants to bring a mincha. It requires tenufa. Doesn't make a difference if it's a man or a woman. Tenufa atzma b'Yisrael, but who does the tenufa? Only males. Avolo bidei nashim, not females. They can't do tenufa. It has to be done, so somebody will do it for her. So far, that's very simple. Yeah. That's what it means. Okay? Now, Tana Rabbanan, Bnei Yisrael Manifin, only Jews can do Tanufa, Vein of the Kochavim Manifin. Goyim cannot do Tanufa.
That's what I was thinking
it means. Bnei Yisrael Manifin, but only males can do Tanufa, Vein Hanashim Manifos, and females cannot. Even if they're Jewish. Right?
Nebuchadnezzar was working by a Jew.
No, he's not a Jew.
So
he's not considered.
So
he can't.
He doesn't fall in this category.
Right. Now, what's going on here? It's Amr of Yossi. Matzinu shechalak hakasav ben carbon l'Yisrael l'carbon of dekochavim. There's a difference between the carbon of a Jew and the carbon of a guy. It should be a vav here. The carbonashim, and also a carbonashim b'smicha. When it comes to smicha, what's that about? Goyim do not do smicha. All women don't do smicha. Only men. So if only men do smicha, I would have thought, yachal, I would think, nachlok b'tenufa. There should be a difference regarding tenufa. Only men should do that, not women and not goyim. Right? Lo, no, that's not the same thing. No, not the same. Lo, mali chelik b'smicha. Why is there a difference when it comes to smicha? Shasmicha bebailim. One second. Did I read this right? Yeah, lo. So Gemara says, no, lo. Mali chelik besmicha, shasmicha bebailim. Nachal betnufa, shatnufa bekahanim. Right? So the answer is, since smicha can only be done by a baal, and the woman can't do smicha, so there's no smicha by a woman, but when it comes to tenufa, a kohen could do it. Right? A kohen could do it. So what's the difference if a kohen does it for a man and a kohen does it for a woman? Why not? So therefore, there is tenufa by women, just they can't do it themselves. The kohen will do it for her. That's all. Right?
Yeah, the kohen will do it with her.
What?
He will do it with
her. No, for her. For her. She can't do it. When it comes to smicha, only who does smicha? I don't want to do smicha, I'm too lazy. You do it for me. No such thing. You do it yourself. Therefore, only men do it and not women. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true? Okay, so we'll get to that. Okay. Nachlok b'tnufa, shatnufa b'kahanim. Right? I said that already. Right? Rashi says, v'yecholim ov dekoch, it's right here, the Rashi is right here. V'yecholim ov dekochavim v'nashim lasas pe kohen shliach. And the guy and the woman can have a kohen do it as a shliach. Can you do smich as a shliach? No such thing. Okay. Im kein matamad lomar b'nei Yisrael. So why does it say b'nei Yisrael? Right? So the answer is b'nei Yisrael menifin, v'enot dekachavim menifin. You know why it says b'nei Yisrael? Because if you're a b'nei Yisrael, if you're a male Jew, you can do it yourself if you want. But b'nei Yisrael menifin, v'enashim menifos. Only a male can do it. Only a Jew can do it. Not a woman and not a goy. You can have a shliach do it if you want a kohen. You can do it yourself. When it comes to a woman or a guy, they have to have a shliach because they can't do it themselves. Okay? Do a little more. Tanya Idach. There's another braisa that says the opposite. B'nai Yisrael. It says B'nai Yisrael to do tenufa. Ein li'ela B'nai Yisrael. That only knows the B'nai Yisrael. Gerim v'avadim mishuchwarim minayin. How do I know a ger, right? Or an eved that's free can do tenufa also. Talmud Lomar ha-makriv. It says ha-makriv. Anybody, right? Anybody who's makriv. Oeno ela zek carbon makriv. Maybe it means the carbon. Maybe it means the kohen. Only the kohen could do it. Kishu omer, yadav tiviena. When it says yadav tiviena, hari habailam amur. That's talking about the baal. Haketzad, what's going on? Kor maniach yadav tachas vilibailam umenif. They do it together. Ketzad ose. How do you do that exactly? Meniach emurim al pisas hayad. You bring the emurim on your palm, the chaz of a shok alihen, and the chaz of a shok on top of that, and then you wave it. Ubechal makom sheyesh lechem halechem amayla. Whenever you have bread also, the bread goes on top. Hecha, where do we see that? Amar of Papa, b'miluim. By the miluim it says that. What does it say? It says, v'misal ha-matzos ha-shel lefnei Hashem, v'lecha chalach matz'atza, v'lecha, v'lecham alach alav al-shok yimin. You put it on top of the chalif, on top of the shok. Okay. We'll get to the...
You have to cut up the korban first.
What?
You're cutting up the korban after each shaft, right?
Okay. My timer. What's the reason for this? What's the reason for that? We say that the chazav is shok on top of the emurim. Ilay mamishum dechziv shok hatruma v'chazav hatenufa ashal ishi achalavim yaviu lahavi lahanif tenufa ayvok ziv. It says v'alechem v'achelav al chazav yivienu, which is mashal just the opposite. Amar baya haydemaisa lekoin beis avodachayim v'ramilei. Now that pasuk was saying when the kohen brings it out from the slaughterhouse, he brings it out in a certain way, but when they wave it, they switch it around. Which means a murim goes on top of the chaz of a shok. Now that's a third kohen who actually burnt it. We have three kahanim here. Why three kahanim? First kohen brings the murim from the place where they shechted it. The second kohen waves it, and then the third kohen brings it up to the mizbeach to burn it. And every time they switched around the what was on top, what was on the bottom. Why? We need so many kahanim for. Mishum d'ksiv, berov am hadras melech. Nice to do things, get a lot of people involved. Right? It's a funny, all of a sudden out of left field, the Gemara throws this pasuk in. Right? Berov am hadras melech, it's a nice thing to do with nice, a lot of people. Okay? Right, so one of the Achronim asks, so if you're learning it out from Rav Mazes Melech, all these psukim are irrelevant. Right? Yeah. More kahanim, because they're more kahanim. Okay, so we'll stop here. Where are we stopping? Tadar Rabbanim. Stop at the two dots. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.